Okay. So let's move on. So let's talk about December 7th, 1941. Tell me what happened on that day for you.
The only thing I remember is, I don't know whether it was December 7th or next day, my father was apprehended by FBI, and I didn't know it, we didn't know at the time. He was taken to some place, you know. And that's the thing I remember. It was either December 7th or December 8th.
And at this point, he was a fisherman and he owned a boat.
He owned the boat, yeah.
And my understanding was it was pretty common for all
Yes.
the Iseis who were fishermen and owned boats to be picked up. And
That
so
was the reason I suspect he was picked up.
and so for the community, that was like a lot of men
Oh,
were picked up.
Either the father or the husbands, so forth, were picked up.
And what was the impact on your family
Well,
when
we
your
were
father?
at loss as to what to do because, and the leadership, wasn't just taken, and so it was basically younger Nisei and mothers and children.
Like for instance, your mother, do you remember any kind of reaction or do you remember how she reacted when this came up?
She didn't lay out too emotionally because she was, everyone was taken aback by, all of a sudden, December 7th, and next day, all the husbands and fathers were taken away, But she was able to manage the family affair.
Now, your older brother Paul, was he still in high school or high school?
Yeah, high school, yeah, right. He was in high
Do you
school.
remember him doing anything or saying anything during this time period?
Oh, they were taken aback. Gee, what's going to happen? They say, what's going to happen?
Okay. And so what did happen? So your father's taken away.
Taken away.
And so what happened?
And a few weeks later, we had a friend in Los Angeles, a family friend. She came over and convinced my mother, said, without, husband or father, all the community is at loss, So what? So she said, why don't you come over and live with us and do this thing, settles down. So we moved out, to her home house. And 2 weeks later, after we, maybe a little more, but anyway, a few soon thereafter, there was that expulsion order of 48 hours to get out of Terminal Island for all the people living on Terminal Island, Japanese Americans living in Terminal Island. And we had friends there, we heard of their hardship. No husband or no father around. And many of the family, the younger family, and just baby, a lot of my baby, just small kids. And to be ordered to be expelled by the government in 48 hours. And government didn't give them any place for retreat, Normally, if government would say, okay, we want you to get out of here, but here's a place where we want you to go. That didn't happen. It was an inhumane, act.
Because they were just expelled
Expelled,
and left on their
yeah,
own.
left there on their own.
Well, in your case or your family's case,
In that case, we escaped that, trauma,
So it was fortunate that you had
That
this
we,
friend
were,
in Los
but
Angeles.
our friends, we were all involved in that,
Now, when they had the that order for Terminal Island, how did you hear about it? You said you had friends there.
Yeah, friends here. Yeah, we heard, when they moved on, they contacted us, what's happening,
And so where did some of your friends end up?
The nearby Japanese American community, like Torrance, Gardena, you know, or around there. They heard about it, and the family opened up their home to them. Or the community church, Buddhist church, they opened that up too. And that's how they survived.